Hey, welcome to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast, where you hear life-changing financial concepts simplified in a way that just makes sense. I'm your host, Alex Cunningham, and I believe everyone should be able to participate and secure their future through the stock market. It won't be easy, but this is a great place to start. And today, we're going to talk about how to take advantage of a stock market crash, correction, or dip as a beginner. Now, when the markets begin to fall, a lot of beginner traders are looking for ways to profit on the way down, right? They learn about buying puts to even opening margin accounts in the hope of shorting the stock market and earning a profit. They've seen movies like The Big Short, where you could make, you know, billions of dollars, hundreds of millions of dollars by shorting the stock market. And they're seeing things like that in the media. But here's the best way, as a beginner, to take advantage of a stock market crash, correction, or dip. When I say crash, this can be industry specific too. So even though value stocks and energy stocks are not coming down right now at the time of this recording, tech stocks certainly have been beaten up recently. But although there's a lot of excitement in shorting and making use of put options in those tech stocks, there is an overlooked strategy that has made many families wealthy over centuries. And that's patience, right? Being able to build up a cash balance and to buy when the downward pressure dries up, right? Let the market bleed as much as it wants, and you come in with the capital you've been storing and buy when stocks are cheap. I mean, look at Warren Buffett, for example. He is not someone who has been publicized, at least, as someone who shorts, right? So that's someone like Michael Burry has gotten a lot of money off shorting. But Warren Buffett, who is richer significantly than Michael Burry, he's not a public shorter, right? He has a lot of cash that he sits on, and he waits until things are at a price that he thinks is valuable, right? He likes blood in the streets because then he can come and clean up. You, as a beginner trader, can do just what someone like that is doing, right? You can wait and let the market come down. You should be hoping the market comes down to zero so that you can buy everything cheap. Now, this benefits brand new traders in three ways.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive help supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's Ollie.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
First, the mental strength to resist FOMO, right? Fear of missing out. We feel like we're missing out on ways down. We're going to see Instagram posts. We're going to see Discord feeds. We're going to see tweets about how much people make on the downside, which is great. You can make a lot of money on the downside, but people get wealthy on the upside, right? Experience also comes into play when you get to watch the market fall. You get to see from the sideline with no emotional connection what makes the market fall faster, what makes it, what slows it down, what turns it around, right? You're getting to see all these different aspects of a market crash, dip, or correction, and how news, fundamentals, and technicals play into it. And you get to see that without any emotional attachment. Now, you can also see, and as an experience goes, what industries become safe havens. So right now, the market has been red for some time. We popped up a little bit. We dropped a little bit yesterday. And you're seeing the ebbs and flows of how money moves in and out of things. But if you've noticed, you can see something like an Apple or Microsoft. You can see something like a Neo or some kind of growth company down. And then you see something like a Procter & Gamble and a Walmart, a Visa, MasterCard up. Why are some stocks up and some stocks down and the broader market is down? Well, now you're learning what industries are most hit by this type of news or this type of event. And you're learning what industries do people put their money into, right? They're selling out of other things and moving their money into other places. So you're learning what kinds of stocks and what industries become safe havens when the market begins to fall. And again, you're getting to see this with no emotional attachment. So you can take out your notebook and literally jot it down so the next time the market falls, you're involved and you're moving with the cash flow. And keep this in mind. A lot of people don't realize this. The people who bought at the bottom of COVID, when COVID first crashed the stock market, those people are still up. With all the dips and corrections, even now, those people are up hundreds of percentage points, right? The market could keep falling a significant, another 30%. I wouldn't say 30, but market could fall another 10, 20% from now, and they would still be up, right? From their COVID buy, from those bottom grabs that they did. And a lot of them just waited and watched the market fall, right? So that's where the money is. So if the market is indeed on its way down, whether it be slowly going for a long time, maybe it's just taking a dip, you can find stocks that are really good and make sure they're profitable companies, right? Don't just go buy anything. Make sure they're profitable companies who are getting beaten up for whatever reason, and be patient and just build up your cash. Put a little extra money away from your paycheck or side hustle so that when the streets calm down, the dust settles, and you see all these things on sale and the market has began to come back up convincingly, you can go with it and buy stocks, and you're buying things for the long term, and you can put that away for your family. So that's it for this episode. I just really wanted to talk about that. Given the climate, given the environment, we have bounced up a little bit from the bottoms, from the bottom, thanks to Amazon earnings. So maybe this continues to the upside. But if it doesn't, now you have a strategy as a beginner to really take advantage of this thing. Learn about puts, great. Learn about margin, great. But for us, we want to wait. We want to let the dust settle, let the bleeding stop, and then we can look for opportunities to set our family up forever. So until we speak again, remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.